some fallout here from something we were talking about earlier. And we'll ask Lisa Lanier's opinion on this. She is our official attorney. She's on for Lawyer Up, as she is each week at this time. We'll get to her in just a moment. But got an email from Inappropriate Shirt Doug.
Is this a new person?
Yeah, well, you may remember him. Inappropriate Shirt Doug is talking about the hockey arena. I was up in arms,
yes,
45 minutes ago about a guy and his 11-year-old son who were at a Tampa Bay Lightning hockey game. Game was in Tampa Bay. They were wearing the opposing team's jersey, the Florida Panthers, playoff game. And they came to them, the security came to them and said, you have to take off those jerseys or you have to leave. And the guy got really mad about it. And I agreed with him 100%. He's in like the third or fourth row. Apparently they're doing something where, you know, there's a whiteout where everybody wears Tampa Bay gear. And he's a Florida fan. And I completely agreed with him on this. I mean, why should you be forced to wear something you don't want to wear if you're dressed appropriately at a hockey game? You're wearing a hockey jersey. Well, Inappropriate Shirt Doug called us a month ago or so and said that he was at an amusement park wearing a shirt that had the F word on it.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Now, re-air the call.
Now I remember
Let
that.
Let me re-air the call. Now, in this particular case, I was against Doug because I thought it was inappropriate to wear what he was wearing at the amusement park. He says no one should ever tell anyone what they can or cannot wear. As long as it covers your genitals, okay, you're good, is basically what Doug is saying. This is Inappropriate Shirt Doug. We were talking about a girl that got kicked out of an amusement park. Her shorty shorts were too short.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug was mad about that.
Yes, we were at a park up in North Carolina, South Carolina border right there. And we were all, you know, walking around in similar things, short shorts for the girls with the water park and everything. Well, I also had a shirt on from a band called Offspring, and they have a song, Bad Habit, mm-hmm. where the main line is stupid, dumb, S-G-D-M-F-er,
mm-hmm.
and it said it right across the shirt. And we were walking around all day. As we're leaving, a security guard walks up to me and goes, hey, man, you got to cover that shirt up or turn it inside out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, well, I get it, but we've been here all day. But okay, well, we're leaving anyway. He's like, no. You need to turn that inside out right now.
Yeah.
And basically was trying to do the exact same thing to trespass me. I'm like, well, dude, I'm leaving. Like, what's the situation here? He's like, you need to turn that inside out right now.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, do you think that was the right decision to wear that shirt to that park?
Well, it matched my God of F hat from Marilyn Manson, so I figured, you know, the attire went together. So
yeah, I mean, if you're going to matchy-matchy, hat to top.
See, man, he just owned you.
Yeah, he really did.
I mean, God of F.
All right.
You could also call him Inappropriate Hat Doug.
Correct. He had an inappropriate hat on as well.
Inappropriate shirt is good.
Fair enough. It had, I forget exactly, but it was like F, G, D, S, this and that. I said it was inappropriate.
A litany.
I do think it's appropriate for a hockey fan to wear a hockey jersey of either team playing at the arena. And Lisa Lanier, I don't know if she, I'm sure she's going to side with the hockey team. I mean, they have the right to do it. She's on the phone with us now. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Did you hear that guy just slap me down?
Oh, man. slapped you down.
Just crushed me. That was a couple of weeks ago. He's back in my email now saying the thing he hates most is they did this in front of a child. The child was wearing a hockey jersey of the Florida Panthers, as was the dad there at a Tampa Bay game. I know what you're going to tell me, Lisa. The arena has the right to make them change the shirt, right? That's just how it is.
Yeah, they do. I mean, as long as they're not singling someone out because of a protected class, like race, gender, or something like that. But, you know, they were having this whiteout night. These people didn't play along. And so the people who are holding this private event can say, sorry, you're not playing along, so you're out of here.
Absolutely, can
do that.
One wonders, like, if, because they were clearly wearing the shirt on the way into the arena.
Right.
I wonder if there was, you know, like a section in the nosebleed seats where they could have gotten away with
that. Oh, I think you can. But why should I, as the opposing fan, have to sit in...
Because you're a guest of the other arena.
But I've bought my seat. I have bought my seat, and I've paid money for third row seats, not nosebleed seats, and I'm at a hockey game. I'm not saying it's not legal what they're doing. I'm saying it's not right. It's a 100% wrong.
Yeah.
Come on now. Let these guys wear what they want to wear. And Inappropriate Shirt Doug, even though we've had our differences in the past...
You're arm in arm on this one.
Agrees with me. Yes, we are arm in arm. He's wearing things I wouldn't wear while we're arm in arm. But
no one's ever called you the God of F.
Lisa, do you have a Marilyn Manson hat?
I do not. I do not. Like one?
How interesting. Marilyn Manson is in our first legal lawyer up case today. An arrest warrant.
What a great segue.
How about that? An arrest warrant issued by police in New Hampshire for Marilyn Manson in connection with an alleged snot assault at a camera woman at one of his concerts 2 years ago.
Yes.
He was in Guilford, New Hampshire, August 18th, 2019, and apparently he turned to a woman and shot snot rockets at her, and she said some of the fluid from his nostril landed on her nose. Ooh. He was spitting everywhere, and one time it got on her camera, so she wiped it off. It looked and looked irritated. He noticed this and continued to purposefully spit on her camera. And then the final straw, he got on the floor within just a few feet of her and hacked a giant, quote-unquote, snot rocket at her. It got on her arm, and she filed charges against him, and he's been wanted in court a couple times and has just completely ignored it. So is he going to wind up having some serious consequences for this, Lisa Lanier?
Well, you know, now he's in all this trouble because all these women are coming forward. 16 women have come forward and accused him of sexual assault and battery and sexual harassment. And so what has happened is this charge is actually from back in 2019, but the New Hampshire court decided to renew the warrant. I think because, you know, all this bad stuff is coming out about him. And I think they're like, hey, maybe we better jump on this and take this seriously. And so they've renewed it. Because it's a misdemeanor, he won't be extradited over it. It's not a felony. But if he goes back to New Hampshire, he probably will be picked up for this. And it is, I mean, there is actually some potential jail time with this, even though it's a pretty low-level misdemeanor. It's misdemeanor simple assault.
Okay.
So it is absolutely assault to intentionally, you know, spit on someone.
Of course.
Or as the news, I loved reading an actual news article that said, quote, a giant not rocket. Yeah. I mean, that is
that's wrong. You know. Yeah. That is assault.
Now we should point
Real
out
news.
That we should point out Manson's attorney said that the after the first claim they asked for evidence and have not seen any.
That's right.
From plaintiff.
Is that going to work against the plaintiff, or is he got to show up in court to get to see this evidence?
Well, see, this is the criminal. So this is the criminal side of it, that the, you know, the warrant being issued and stuff. But apparently, the woman also hired an attorney and tried to make a civil claim against him, and she made a demand for money for her damages for being assaulted. And I don't think that she's filed anything, any kind of legal papers. I think it was just a demand, and his attorneys rebuffed it. And so I don't think that's going anywhere unless she files something.
But you know, if she's running camera, she ought to have pictures and or video of him doing this. You'd think. I mean, he spit on the camera.
I think she was. My understanding is she was running like the live feed.
Oh,
right. So I don't think it's recorded.
Nobody recorded it. A live feed is
well. I mean, it's just like what you would see
on the big screen.
On the big screen, yeah.
I see. And that's not running.
Well, and it's what he does. You know, it's what he does at these shows. And so there's lots of footage of him spitting. He was spitting all night and spitting and not rocketing and whatever. It's what he does.
That's right. That's his show.
Mm-hmm. Man, what a thing to be known for, your shows.
I wonder if inappropriate shirt Doug is rethinking his hat now.
But yeah. He isn't.
I don't know.
We may have to put that one away for a while.
Maybe, after all this comes out.
Maybe we're not controversial enough with these cameras.
Maybe.
Maybe at the end of the show, we should constantly have Chris Demblow snot rockets.
It'd be the most movement on that camera ever.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we should start to turn up the heat a little bit. The next story, and Chris Dem, when we talked about this earlier in the week, said it was the story that has split me like no other. I mean, I'm so 50-50 on this. Big Candy versus Big Cannabis. They're going back and forth at each other now. Big Candy, represented by the National Confectioners Association, the cannabis company is being sued by Wrigley and other candy makers because they are offering things that mimic what the candies are named, like Stoner Patch Dummies, World's Dankest Gushers, Gas Heads, Trips Ahoy, Butterfingers. Had a P1 say he likes Mr. Dank Bar. So all of these things are included. Now, is it too close to the copyright? But I was saying that this has been done before, where you have products that are very similar, but they're parodying. So and they're also saying we don't want to be associated with cannabis. You know, we shouldn't, for the children. For the kids, you know. That's the way they're going after. It's like kids can get this and think it's a Mr. Good Bar when really it's a Mr. Dank Bar. What do you think, Lisa? What are your thoughts on this case?
Well, the cases are all over the place. Jurisdictions have just all widely divergent outcomes in these cases. And so it'll really be a toss-up how it will go. There is a defense in both copyright and trademark law, a defense against an infringement claim called, this is a, if you say this is a parody product. Mm-hmm. But to be a parody product, the courts have tended to say that you have to be making some sort of commentary about the original product. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, they're not really making a commentary about Skittles or Lifesavers or anything like that. They're just, you know, and it's funny, but they're not making a commentary about it. And one of the most recent cases about a parody product defense was Tommy Hilfiger sued a pet product company that had a line of look-alike Tommy Hilfiger items, and he won. Tommy Hilfiger won because the court said there's no parody here. They're just ripping off your idea, you know, your names and colors and things. Mm. And so this may go that way, but the courts are all over the place. I mean, there's a case recently where Aldi was sued, and this was in a European court. But you know, they grocery stores do this all the time, not out of parody, but they have these lookalike products. You know, they're the frosted wheat squares instead of the frosted mini wheats.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And so and it tends in those cases, strangely enough, that the grocery stores win those usually, and the little guy that has those products that are being ripped off don't usually win those. So they're all over the place. It could go any which way. But I do think what the court may say here is that there is a public interest in stopping this because of the likelihood that children may accidentally ingest these, and that may be the thing that tips the scale.
Yeah, they're saying that these cases are going up where kids are accidentally ingesting these edibles. But of course, as more and more states legalize it, that's what's going to happen. And they're saying you got to be protected by more than that. I mentioned this the other day when we talked about it, Lisa. When I was a kid, my dad on the beach used to drink beers all day long, and beer wasn't allowed on the beach. So he wrapped his beer can in a magnetic thing that said Pipsy, P-I-P-S-I.
Right.
And the logo looked exactly like a can of Pepsi, except it said Pipsy. Peeps. So I wondered, I don't know that I see those as much anymore. Is that a legal product?
Yeah, well, you know, and there, that I think that would be a little bit different because it's a can wrapper versus selling. Mm-hmm. If it was a cola product called Pipsy that looked just like it, then you would have a problem. But I think the can wrapper is okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it then. Well, we had Pipsy cans like you wouldn't believe.
Now we just use Yetis.
Yetis
and Koozies.
Now we just put it in a Yeti or a Koozie. We just, you know, and then everybody agrees to look the other way. He had to really hide it. But I used to think, that's a can of Pipsy. And he said, don't ever drink. He
would don't touch Yeti's Pipsy.
He told me, make sure you don't. That's exactly right.